Agradezco al de
My thanks to the distinguished delegate of Iran for that contribution. I would like to remind colleagues that you can make further comments on the text in writing subsequently, and those comments will be made available to other delegations so that they can review them and make further contributions. Now, this brings us to the end of the list of speakers on the preamble. So we will now move on to our discussion on Article 1. With this in mind, I would like to briefly introduce the article, and then I hope that we will be able to launch a very constructive debate on it, as was the case for the preamble. So, with regard to Article 1 concerning definitions, the main focus adopted when we updated this article was to retain the majority of the paragraphs as proposed in the third revised draft of the legally binding instrument. So we have taken into consideration some of the drafting suggestions made by stakeholders during the 7th and 8th sessions of the working group. This article proposes some new or amended definitions. They have been proposed with the sole aim of simplifying the wording and facilitating understanding of the text of the binding instrument. The definitions can basically be explained in light of the specific articles to which they are most pertinent. Nevertheless, some of the definitions are cross-cutting to the entire text. For example, adding a definition of adverse human rights impact and the reviewed definition of human rights abuse are proposed to draw a clear conceptual distinction between actions and omissions which cause harm and the harm itself, in order to clarify the interrelation between the two concepts. We believe that reviewing the definition of this way will simplify the wording of, or the drafting of, the legally binding instrument in a number of ways. For example, we recommend the inclusion of a new definition of relevant state agencies. This notion could be a catch-all term encompassing the various entities, organisms and services of a state which could be relevant for enforcing the measures foreseen in Article 6, ensuring access to resources and the correct application of standards of compliance with Articles 7 and 8, and issuing and responding to requests for legal aid pursuant to Article 12, and cooperating with counterparts in other state parties pursuant to Article 13. Furthermore, we consider including a definition of human rights due diligence, which could include fundamental and universal issues. Furthermore, these general provisions can be supported by new recommendations from the committee established pursuant to Article 15, which could be adapted to certain contexts and circumstances or to certain internationally recognised human rights, and which could be based on the guidelines contained in the UN Guiding Principles and other relevant standards. Then we will move on to states' contributions on Article 1. I would like to remind you that there is no state speakers list. So I'd now like to encourage you to request the floor by raising your nameplate here in the room or by using the raise hand function on Zoom for those who are joining us online.
Comienzo a registrar los pedidos de palabra.
I will now open the floor to speakers, and I see Argentina first, to be followed by Mexico and Iran. Mesa list I have now, I give the floor to Argentina.